Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Abraham, being a type of the Father, sent his servant Eliezer, who is a type of the Holy Spirit, into a far country to receive a bride for his son Isaac, who is a type of Christ. Eliezer took the camels which belonged to his master for this journey. He had all of the authority and possessions of his master in his hand. He went to the exact country of his master's kindred, and there he found a bride for Isaac of Isaac's own kin. He went there seeking a specific bride for his master's son, and he prayed that he might be directed to the exact one which was predestined for Isaac. Rebekah did not go to the well looking for a husband, nor had she ever been acquainted with Eliezer. But in the sovereign purpose of God, she was at the right place at the right time to meet him. He introduced himself, speaking only of his master, and gave her gold and jewelry to enhance her beauty. Ultimately, she left her family to marry Isaac, and was carried by him by a way which she had never traveled, to a land which she knew little about. But her knowledge of or understanding of the way was of little importance, because she was born on the backs of the master's camels and led by his trusted servant Eliezer. Though she had never met Isaac face to face, Eliezer had told her about him because she knew him, when she saw him walking expectantly in the fields, watching for her coming. This account of Rebekah being brought to Isaac on these camels is truly a compelling and beautiful picture of the grace of God in gathering the chosen bride of Christ from the earth and safely guiding her to her ordained destination without any assistance or input from her. 'Twas a day in early springtime by an ancient wayside well. Eliezer paused to rest his camel train. He had found a bride for Isaac ere the evening shadows fell, for his weary journey had not been in vain. He took the fair Rebekah, decked in jewels rich and rare, back to Abraham, his master, far away. Where Rebekah loved her Isaac, and he loved Rebekah fair, oh, it must have been a happy wedding day. The blessed Holy Spirit from the Father God above has come down to earth to find a worthy bride. And our Isaac over yonder has prepared our tents of love, and he wants his fair Rebekah by his side. We've left our kinfolks gladly. We've bade the world goodbye. We're going to a land beyond the sky, where we'll soon behold our Isaac in that blessed eternity. What a happy, happy meeting that will be. Oh, get ready. The evening shadows fall. Don't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding. Our joy will soon begin in the evening when the camel train comes in. Yet there is another account in the scriptures of the use of camels to depict the grace of God, which is not as often mentioned, but is equally compelling. In the 37th chapter of Genesis, we read the account of Joseph, sold into slavery by his own brethren and brought down to Egypt by a camel train. It is clear that Joseph is a type of Christ, who while being rejected, yet became his people's deliverer and savior. His brethren meant to destroy him, but God meant their actions for good, even their own salvation. It is interesting to consider that these camels brought Rebekah to Isaac in order that they might produce a son called Jacob, who would go on to sire a son who would be made the deliverer of his own household, though he be taken down to Egypt by camels. And has not the very Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, sprung from the loins of the people that he came to bring so great a salvation? O wonder of wonders that can never be fully told! The exact same grace which brings the elect children of God to the marriage supper of the Lamb is that which caused him to be born of a virgin, to tabernacle among men, and to be rejected by them, yet all the while being established as their king and ruler, and outfitted as their savior. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Could any man have ever devised such a salvation as this? One of the greatest mysteries of the ages is that God should manifest himself by becoming a man. Even as the prophet of old had prophesied, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. How or why should such a thing occur, except that it fulfilled God's purpose to manifest the glory of his grace in redeeming a people, which he loved and chose before the foundation of the world? Do you worship this one who is the Savior of sinners? Do you bow in submission to him, giving him all glory for bringing to pass so great a salvation as this? Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.